Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, October 23, 2025, and we have a lineup of business and corporate headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Pentixapharm strengthens pipeline prioritization and improves cost structure. Pentixapharm Holding AG announces a strategic shift to focus resources on advanced clinical development programs, reducing early-stage research activities. This includes a 50% reduction in workforce to lower operating costs and extend cash runway into Q1 2027. The company's Phase 3-ready CXCR4 flagship program for treatment-resistant hypertension remains a key focus. CEO Dr. Dirk Plimes emphasizes the importance of optimizing operational costs to achieve clinical milestones and support sustainable growth. Pentixapharm, a Berlin-based biotech, is dedicated to developing precision diagnostics and therapeutics in oncology and cardiology to transform patient care.
German sports nutrition brand True Nutrition Technology expands U.S. retail presence with upcoming Walmart.com launch. True Nutrition Technology, the German sports nutrition brand known for its science-backed supplements, is expanding its U.S. retail presence with an upcoming launch on Walmart.com. Founded by former athletes Michael Weigel and Marcus Himmelstoss, TNT focuses on delivering quality products verified through independent testing. The move to Walmart.com follows their recent debut on Amazon, furthering their goal of making premium supplements accessible nationwide. This expansion provides millions of American shoppers with the opportunity to discover and purchase TNT's German-crafted supplements easily. With a commitment to transparency and quality, TNT continues to grow as a globally recognized brand dedicated to helping individuals perform at their best. IUK Group reports unaudited 9M 2025 results on 6th of November 2025. Invitation to earnings webcast call on the same day. IUD Group, a leading European personal finance group, will host an earnings webcast call on the 6th November 2025 at 10 CET to discuss its unaudited 9/2025 results. CEO Tarmo Sild, CFO Kristel Kurvitz, and IUD Albania CEO Akan Aydini will provide insights in English. Register for the webcast call on the IUT Group website. For more information, contact CFO Kristel Kurvitz at investor@iut.com or +372-622-9177. IUT Group, established in 2008 in Estonia, offers consumer finance, payment services, banking, and insurance products in Albania, Bulgaria, Moldova, and North Macedonia.
Organa International expands accessibility, now available on Amazon.com. Organa International, a pioneer in natural mineral-based wellness, has expanded accessibility by making its complete product line available on Amazon.com. CEO Larry Mills stated that this move allows health-conscious consumers across the United States to easily access their mineral-rich, bioavailable formulas. Organa's unique formulations deliver 76 trace minerals and fulvic acid in a living state, supporting optimal absorption. With a 5-star BBB rating and thousands of loyal customers, Organa International is a trusted brand known for quality and integrity. Customers can now experience the Organa difference and replenish daily nutrients with their flagship multi-mineral drink and other natural wellness products available on Amazon.
Network Newsbreak Safe and Green Holdings Corp., NASDAQ SGBX, engages IBN to strengthen corporate communications strategy. Safe and Green Holdings Corp., NASDAQ SBX, has engaged IBN to enhance its corporate communications strategy. The company's energy initiatives through Olinox Corp. have seen production levels of 55 barrels per day following the acquisition of 111 wells in Texas. Safe and Green's modular manufacturing arm, SG Echo, is consolidating operations with Olinox to streamline logistics. Safe & Green Holdings Corp. operates under core capabilities, focusing on modular structures for various industries, supporting faster execution and greener construction. Farina Construction. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at hip.fm/sgbx. Network Newswire is a specialized news communications platform providing financial news and content distribution for private and public companies. Investor News Breaks, ES Gold Corp., OTQUF. Featured in Network Newswire editorial on gold's record surge and shift toward cash-generating producers, ES Gold Corp., listed on the CSE as AU and on the OTCQB as EF, has been featured in a Network Newswire editorial discussing the surge in gold prices and the shift towards cash-generating producers. Investors are moving away from inflated growth sectors towards tangible assets like precious metals, with gold and silver hitting record highs. ES Gold's Montauban Gold-Silver Project in Quebec, set for production in 2026, and its Planta Magdalena joint venture in Colombia are examples of this trend. ES Gold is focused on clean mining and exploration innovation, delivering long-term value through sustainable practices. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Biomed News Breaks. Quantum Biopharma Ltd., QNTUNTM, licensee UnBuzzD Wellness to host investor webinar October 30th. Quantum Biopharma Ltd., QNTM, licensee UnBuzzD Wellness Inc. will host an investor webinar on October 30th, 2025 at 4:15 p.m. ET, 1:15 p.m. PST for its Red D506C offering and up to $5 million raise. The event will feature UnBuzzD CEO John Duffy, advisor Jason Sawyer, medical director Dr. Willing, Eric Hoskins, and board co-chair Jerry David discussing the investment opportunity for UnBuzzM, a beverage that accelerates alcohol metabolism, restores mental clarity, and reduces hangover symptoms. Quantum Biopharma retains ownership of 20.11% of UnBuzz Wellness Inc. and will receive royalty payments of 7% of sales from UnBuzz TM until $250 million is reached, then dropping to 3% in perpetuity. Quantum Biopharma is focused on developing drug candidates for neurodegenerative, metabolic, and alcohol misuse disorders.
Zuby Neighborhood Superheroes sets a new standard for residential painting in San Antonio. Zuby Neighborhood Superheroes has set a new standard for residential painting in San Antonio. With a 5-year residential painting warranty covering labor and materials, Zuby ensures precision and customer assurance. Their one measured coat process guarantees application thickness using wet film gauges from Sherwin-Williams. Every project includes level 5 surface prep, photo verification, employee oversight, and flat rate pricing. Serving premium neighborhoods like Alamo Heights and Stone Oak, Zuby's 20 years of experience and reputation make them a top choice for homeowners. Offering documented job site prep, wet film gauge verification, employee accountability, and premium Sherwin-Williams paints, Zuby stands out among residential painters in San Antonio.
Mining News Breaks, Fathom Nickel Inc., CSE, FNI, 6Q5, OTCQB, FNICF, extends Gochajer Lake deposit host rock 3.5 kilometers along strike. Fathom Nickel Inc. has extended the Gochajer Lake deposit host rock 3.5 kilometers along strike, significantly expanding the mineralized trend. The company applied knowledge gained from drilling the historic deposit to surface exploration, mapping the host rock consistently for at least 3.5 kilometers northeast of the original deposit. Fathom has received assays from its July 2025 program and expects additional rock and whole rock geochemistry results from its September-October work by mid-November. The company continues to develop high-quality nickel-copper-cobalt drill targets across the project, aiming to secure the supply of North American critical minerals and support the global green energy transition. Tech Media Breaks, Isotropic Corporate ZAO, OQB IZOZF, 1R3, EEO discusses IsoView commercialization strategy in new departures. Isotropic Corporation, a medical device company focused on breast cancer detection and treatment, released a video interview with CEO Bob Thast discussing the commercialization strategy for its IsoView platform. Thast outlined plans for capital deployment, including production of units for FDA clinical study, a partner device in the UK, and systems for CE mark accepted markets. Isotropic aims to accelerate regulatory approvals and commercialization. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Tech Media Wire is a communications platform specializing in technology companies, offering access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. For SMS alerts, text TECH to 888-902-4192. Visit techmediawire.com for more information. Athema signs LOI to acquire Addiction Recovery Care, ARC. Athema Health Corporation has signed a letter of intent to acquire Addiction Recovery Care, LLC assets and separate entities in Kentucky. The acquisition includes inpatient and outpatient facilities, a psychiatric hospital, pharmacy, medical laboratory, and rural health clinic, totaling a capacity of approximately 900 patients. The purchase will be funded with 25% cash, 25% vendor note, and 50% equity-linked funding. A new entity, Nuco Aria, will be created to hold the acquired assets and existing treatment entities. The total revenue forecast for 2026 is $25 million for existing entities and over $100 million for the acquired assets. The goal is to create a statewide network of treatment facilities under the Aria brand to enhance treatment services in Kentucky.
Mining news breaks. Foremost Clean Energy lit a NASDAQ FMST, FC, FAT to present at Red Cloud Fall Mining Showcase 2025. Foremost Clean Energy Litton, listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol FMST and on the CSE under FAT, will be presenting at Red Cloud's Fall Mining Showcase 2025 on November 4th to 5th in Toronto. President and CEO Jason Barnard will be discussing the company's latest developments and growth initiatives, as well as conducting one-on-one investor meetings. Foremost is a rapidly growing North American uranium and lithium exploration company with projects in Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and Quebec. As the demand for carbon-free energy rises, domestically mined uranium and lithium are set for dynamic growth, making Foremost an important player in the future of clean energy. For more information, visit Foremost's newsroom at ibn.fm/fmst.
Investor news breaks. Oncotelic Therapeutics, Inc., OTLC, announces three accepted abstracts on Desiparticle, Everolimus, SAPU-003, at 25 San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium. Oncotelic Therapeutics, Inc., OTLC, has announced that three abstracts featuring its investigational intravenous Desiparticle, Everolimus, SAPU-3, have been accepted for presentation at the 2025 San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium. Developed by SAPU Nano, a joint venture between Oncotelic and Dragon Oversea, SAPU-3 is a novel IV formulation of everolimus designed to overcome the limitations of oral mTOR inhibitors. The abstracts detail the clinical rationale, molecular biomarkers, and pharmacokinetic data supporting the ongoing Phase 1 trial in HR-HER2-mannos metastatic breast cancer. Oncotelic Therapeutics is a clinical-stage biopharmaceutical company focused on the development of oncology and immunotherapy products with a mission to address high unmet need cancers and rare pediatric indications with innovative therapeutic candidates.
Mining news breaks. Lahontan Gold Corp, OTC LGCXF, expands Nevada land position with acquisition of York claims adjacent to Santa Fe mine project. Lahontan Gold Corp expands its Nevada land position with the acquisition of the York claims adjacent to the Santa Fe mine project. The purchase of 27 unpatented lode mining claims from Emergent Metals Corp provides significant potential to expand oxide gold and silver resources. Recent drilling supports mineralization extending onto the new claims. Lahontan now controls 506 claims totaling over 2,832 hectares in one of the world's premier gold belts. Terms of the acquisition include a $10,000 payment, a $50,000 promissory note, 2 million Lahontan shares to Emergent, and a 1% NSR royalty on the York claims. For more information, visit Lahontan Gold Corp's website. ES Gold Corp, ESAU, ESAUF, undertakes on-the-ground validation of its Planta Magdalena project in Colombia. ES Gold Corp, an exploration stage company, has reached a significant milestone with its on-the-ground validation and due diligence efforts at the Planta Magdalena project in Colombia. The company's geological and metallurgical specialists are evaluating infrastructure, logistics, historical tailings grades, exploration potential, and finalizing technical due diligence. CEO Gordon Robb stated that this marks a major step forward in the company's strategy to build a scalable, multi-jurisdictional platform. This move highlights ES Gold's commitment to becoming a diversified, cash flow generating precious metals company. Biomed News Breaks, NanoVericides, NYS American, NNVC reports strong antiviral and lung protective activity of NV387 against measles. NanoVericides Inc. reported that its clinical lead drug candidate, NV387, showed strong antiviral effects against the measles virus, extending survival in infected mice by 130% and protecting lung tissue from damage. The drug's dual action suppressed the virus and reduced inflammation, resulting in improved health outcomes in treated animals. With no approved measles treatment available, NV387 stands out as a promising therapeutic candidate. NanoVericides is focused on advancing NV387 into Phase 2 human clinical trials, aiming to address various respiratory viral infections. For more information, visit NanoVericides Newsroom. Frequency Holdings Huan CEO Rick Jordan featured on NewsNation Prime to discuss $1 billion national tech scam. Frequency Holdings CEO Rick Jordan recently appeared on NewsNation Prime to discuss a $1 billion national tech scam. Jordan, a cybersecurity expert, highlighted how criminals use sophisticated tactics like smishing attacks to defraud Americans. He emphasized the importance of human awareness in cybersecurity and called for stronger accountability from mobile carriers. Jordan's expertise has earned him a spot as a go-to commentator on major U.S. media outlets, elevating Frequency Holdings and ReachOut's visibility in the cybersecurity space. ReachOut, a cybersecurity-first SaaS company, aims to redefine protection for modern businesses in regulated sectors. Frequency Holdings, focusing on ventures in cybersecurity and AI, is building a nationally recognized name in cybersecurity-first protection for SMBs.
California EV sales hit record in Q3 of this year. California set a new record for electric vehicle sales in the third quarter of 2025, with drivers purchasing a total of 124,755 EVs between July and September. This accounted for 29.1% of total vehicle sales in the state, the highest share ever recorded in a single quarter. The strong demand for zero-emission vehicles in California should be encouraging for companies like Massimo Group, NASDAQ MAMO, in the American EV industry. Critical Infrastructure Technologies executes a confidentiality agreement with H. Sigelski, Poznan S.A. Critical Infrastructure Technologies Ltd. announces the execution of a non-disclosure agreement with H. Sigelski, Poznań S.A., a subsidiary of Polska Grupa Zbrojeniowa S.A. The agreement will facilitate the exchange of confidential information related to SciTech's Nexus Tower. This partnership with HCP, known for its expertise in heavy manufacturing and defense production, marks a significant step in SciTech's European expansion plans. The Nexus Tower project aims to create a 20-meter autonomous tower system for communications and surveillance. This collaboration will leverage HCP's manufacturing capabilities and the PGZ Group's defense infrastructure to enhance production efficiency. SciTech's CEO, Brenton Scott, views this NDA as a key milestone in the company's international growth strategy, enabling the delivery of advanced infrastructure platforms for defense and emergency response sectors. Investor News Breaks, Strawberry Fields REIT Inc., NYSE American, to report Q3 2025 results on November 6 and host conference call November 7. Strawberry Fields REIT U will release its third quarter 2025 financial results on November 6, 2025, after market close. The management team will host a conference call and webcast on November 7, 2025, at 11 a.m. Eastern Time to discuss the results. Investors can join the call by pre-registering through the provided link. Strawberry Fields REIT is a real estate investment trust focused on skilled nursing and healthcare-related properties, with a portfolio of 142 facilities across multiple states. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.fm/strw.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.